Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I think it's safe to say we have a radio program for you today that will fill every sports need in your life. In your life, Jonesy.
Yes.
In your life, Al. We will cover it all in the next 4 hours.
Okay.
We have controversy. We have humor. Cocklin's here today. Imagine Rhea and I. Rhea driving, me riding shotgun on a road trip to Houston. In the back seat is the new head coach of Houston, we wish, we hope, Jonathan Gannon and Fletcher Cox.
Good. How are we doing, everybody?
We're doing great. Jonathan, Rhea is warming the car up now. We'll be leaving at 7 o'clock.
Got my Lexus Smart Start.
She's
all ready.
She's got the Lexus ready to go, and I'm riding shotgun. If she ever gets fatigued, I take over.
It's not happening.
We've got Ross Tucker, Brian Baldinger. They're on to talk about what's going on in the NFL as it applies to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Billy King will be on, Al, in a special appearance to discuss the new rumor that Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Sixers, is going to wait it out for James Harden.
Well, we're back to square one.
Yes, we're pretty much back. When he first got here, what was the first thing you wanted to do?
James Harden.
Yeah. Some things never change. We don't think it's a good plan. And at 9 o'clock, maybe the most dramatic moment on the show, John McClain, the veteran football writer, one of the great football writers in American history, will be on from Houston to tell us two things. Number one, is Jonathan Gannon the leading candidate? Are they dying to see Jonathan in Houston? Mm-hmm. And number two, is Al Morgani on the right track in wanting to bring to Philadelphia troublemaker but skilled quarterback Deshaun Watson? All that in one show? Is it possible? Let's see. All right, Al, I'm going to start with your Watson thing because I've done a lot of pondering in the last 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
And I've learned a lot. I learned a lot in the greatest single weekend of NFL football. I learned that you really do need an exceptional quarterback to win the biggest games in the biggest moment.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear this. This next little riff here, ladies and gentlemen, is called A Tale of Two Kelseys. All right?
Yes.
I will start with Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Al, there are 8 seconds remaining, and the Chiefs about to be eliminated by the Bills. They need about 25 yards to get it to field goal range. They don't have much of a chance to do that because everyone in the world knows what they're trying to do. But on the Bills' sideline, defensive wizards, Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier, they are adopting the Jonathan Gannon style. Soft zone, lots of openings. So they call the play, right?
Yep.
And they come to the line of scrimmage. And, well, I'll let you hear the play first, right? This is the play that saved the season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
8 seconds to play. Chiefs down 3, 36-33 from their 44-yard line.
Do it, Kelce, do it, do it, Kelce.
Chiefs Shotgun snap to Mahomes. Bills rush four. Mahomes throws. Kelce open inside the 40. Breaks a tackle and down at the 30-yard line. Timeout. Kansas City. 3 seconds to go. They put themselves in position to send us to overtime.
All right. Now, that requires incredible synchronization.
Yes,
between
it does.
Two great players.
Yep.
Yep.
One, Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Two, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Now, after the game, right, Kelce explained what he saw by reading the defense and how basically the tight end with the season on the line changed the play. Listen to that.
It's a pretty common defense in a situation like that. The defense will try and take away the sideline throws, kind of give you more of the seams and the middle of the field open. That and they're softened off so you can get a head start. They called a timeout right before we went out there and ran that play. And I told them I'm probably not going to run the route that it's called. I'm just going to run to the open area. And probably midway through his cadence, he was screaming at me at the line of scrimmage, do it. Like, do it, do it. And I was just like, all right, here we go, boys.
There are times when players make stories up to enhance the drama.
Yeah.
That did not happen.
No, it was in the play-by-play.
We have isolated the tape, and you will hear Mahomes scream to Kelce to do what Kelce told him he wanted to do. Listen to this.
Do it, Kelce.
Did I hear in there they're going soft or something
Yeah, I think
soft.
He added that too. Yeah.
No, how about that? How great is that moment in football history that Travis Kelce, working with his quarterback, was able to do that? What did that require, Jonesy? What did it require for them to save their season?
The ability to adjust.
The ability to read the defense.
Yes. And not, it didn't, and not just rely on the coaching staff.
Exactly.
That's two players that have changed the play themselves. And Kelce was campaigning for that play in the huddle.
Because he knew what they were going to do. Yeah.
All right. Now I want you to – now remember, that was done because the tight end, a extremely savvy veteran, read the defense, adjusted, and got the quarterback to go along with it.
Yeah.
I don't think the other players even knew what the play was.
They didn't need to.
This season, they got 25 yards. They called timeout with 3 seconds, set the field goal out, tied it, won it in overtime.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and if you're the Bills, you can hear that.
Yes.
Like, how stupid are they?
They're stupid.
It's amazing.
They're stupid. But I just want you now, I want you to take that framework. That's Travis Kelce on the line. Now I want you to apply it to the Eagles. Jason Kelce on the line. You think Jason Kelce knows what the defense is setting up as?
Yes, he does.
Do you know how often he adjusts things because he reads the defense?
Yes.
Here's the problem. His quarterback can't. His quarterback doesn't do it. I'll play for you again. Kevin Ross in the playoff game early, Buccaneers sideline. Here's the cornerback's coach.
This guy can't read. Hey, Mike, keep moving around. He can't read now. He's going to give us a couple.
This guy can't read.
Yes.
We're going to get a couple on him.
Wow.
This guy can't read. All right?
Yeah.
So that's the second Kelce, Jason Kelce. And here's the problem you got. You're going to bring Hurts back for Kelce's last season. We don't even know Kelce's coming back. Here's what we know. We had Nick Sirianni on last week, and he said he sent him 2 kegs. He's begging Jason to come back. Are you more likely to get Jason Kelce back if he knows the quarterback he's working with can't read the defense, and therefore you're not going to win those big games like we saw on Saturday and Sunday, right? It's going to be harder to get him back, isn't it?
It would be.
It would be very hard to get him back. You're going to need a different quarterback. Al, you were right. I'm so glad that I saw the light last Friday.
What happened?
After I heard the Kevin Ross tape. That changed my mind a hot and tired. It keeps coming back now. You see how important it is to read the defense. Now I would like to bring in an expert witness to support our case.
Uh-huh.
Jason Avant. All right? Jason Avant, Al, was on John Clark's podcast. Extremely popular podcast.
Yes, it is.
Jason Avant, brilliant. When he was here, Al, he was the smartest receiver they ever knew. Because he was a third down guy who knew exactly where to go to get the first down. He read defenses tremendously. All right? He was on, and he was trying to analyze what Hurts brings to the Eagles. Listen.
The Eagles love Jalen Hurts, and they love him because of his intangibles. It's not necessarily because of what he's shown as an NFL quarterback at this moment. Right. He's shown some good things. Right. Running for 10 touchdowns this year, 784 yards. But that's not necessarily quarterbacking. Quarterbacking, just to be honest, he's 23rd when it comes to touchdowns, 16 touchdowns. He has 9 picks. Right. That ratio isn't great. That's backup quarterback type of a ratio. When you consider 3,144 yards passing, that's 21st in the league. There's nothing that says, you know what, Jalen Hurts is our future going forward. These are, you know, bottom end of the league quarterback and or backup quarterback numbers. What they're betting on is.
Oh, that he's saying the guy's not the guy.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to know. He was on the staff in 2020.
Yeah.
It's part of the NFL diversity program.
Yeah.
And he worked with the receivers the year that Rager went. And by the way, later I'll give you what he said about Rager.
Yeah.
But Al, he knows the inner workings of that team.
Yeah.
And he's a very smart football mind. And he's saying you can't do it. So I have spent a lot of time in the last 24 hours pondering what you said, Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And I have also considered the possibility of Russell Wilson. And at this moment, it is not a firm endorsement. When you are listening to this show, you are getting a snapshot of our brains.
Yeah, you're leaning.
I have a slight tilt now toward Russell Wilson. I will not take Deshaun Watson regardless. Because unlike you, Al, I have a soul.
Okay.
I am a moral person, and I don't want that man in my city.
Moral person.
Right? Yeah. I'm a moral person.
All right.
You're an immoral person. Well, all right?
What if he gave up Gannon?
Here's the thing. Just look at these plays. All these plays that happened over the weekend. Could Deshaun's not on the ledger. Sorry. Could Hurts make the plays?
No,
he could not make the plays. We all know that. Could Wentz make the plays? No, he could not make the plays. He's a choke artist,
yes.
All right? Wilson could make the plays.
Of course.
Wilson's 33. You know what else convinced me it's weird? This James Harden fixation the Daryl Morey fixation on James Harden. Harden's 1 year older than Wilson. Wilson 1 year older than Harden. 33, 32. You know what? It's a wash. If they're willing to risk their window of opportunity out of the Sixers on James Harden, then the Eagles should be risking their last or second to last Jason Kelce season with a guy who really knows what he's doing, Russell Wilson.
So is Kelce our Embiid?
Here's the thing about Kelce. If you want to convince him to come back, get Russell Wilson.
Oh, that'll help. There's no doubt.
God. Yeah.
He already knows he's not winning a championship next year with Hurts. Hurts can't read the defense.
They're not winning anything.
Maybe someday Hurts figures it out. He hasn't yet. All right, he's had a lot of experience, hasn't yet. My current, in the moment, snapshot is an endorsement for Wilson based on the other options. Are you with me, Jones?
Yeah, I like it.
I made a beautiful case.
You did.
Al, did I swing you around?
No, I don't want Wilson.
Okay. Reuse. Did I swing you? Did I twirl you?
Did you swing me towards... I'm not sold on Hurts. I don't want Deshaun Watson. Right. I would be thrilled with Russell Wilson. I don't want to trade all those picks for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now I didn't talk about price.
No,
it's
they're
a separate
give us
issue.
Him. Well,
but I'll say this: when I sway Rhea even 1%, it's been a good morning.
Yes,
thank you. Keith is first up from Germantown. Hi, Keith.
Good morning.
What do you think, Keith? Did I make a good case there?
Yes, you did.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
this
your support.
This weekend was epic. The young quarterbacks showed how good they were.
Yeah. Well, all the quarterbacks, the young ones and the old ones, that comeback from Brady wasn't too bad either. Right?
No, it wasn't.
But
I never expected until we watched football this weekend to find out how exciting this was. It was really exciting. Like, everybody was losing by only 3 points. It was like every drive was just into the game, like everybody was talking about. You saw it on World News. You saw it on TMZ. You saw it on everywhere. Usually they don't show playoffs like that.
No.
But how exciting it was. They were showing on every station how exciting the playoffs were.
I'm with you, Keith. But, Keith, I'm going to explore this later in the hour. Can you imagine if the Bills were the Eagles? Can you imagine?
Oh, it would be
vicious. Keith, can you imagine having a lead, kicking off with 13 seconds to go, and losing the game?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Keith, Sean McDermott would not be a coach here the next year.
No,
Leslie Frazier, see ya later.
Well, didn't the guy, remember the Eagles had that Freddie Mitchell play?
Mm-hmm. Freddie Mitchell, 4th and 26.
Didn't they Packers fire their guy?
Yeah,
like
normally they do.
That's what happens usually.
I guarantee you, Al, that the Niners will, I'm sorry, who,
Packers?
The Packers will fire their special teams guy.
That's amazing.
That
they
guy
haven't yet.
Blew it, right? That guy blew it. Keith, you got first crack at our prizes today. And I'll explain this when we come back. What is an activity that would be worse than attending a Flyers game?
Bowling.
Bowling. Put it down.
Fun.
I love bowling.
Today, your judge is me, because I am a shut-in. And Al, there are very few things I like to do.
Yeah, I know you don't
go like
out anymore at all.
I like to sit and watch TV and experience life through the escapades of the people on the screen.
Didn't Andrew Bynum love bowling?
Andrew Bynum did love bowling.
Yes, he was a
but I don't
bowler.
Love Andrew Bynum, so Keith has a chance with bowling.
I love bowling.
What would you think would be worse? You have an option. You could go to the Flyers game. By the way, they lost their 12th straight game last night. Or you could attend this event. Which would it be? 215-592-9494. I am your judge today, and I'm proud to be that way because I'm a discriminating traveler. I don't go far, and I don't go often. 215. Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, this is Al, and I need your help with this.
Alrighty.
Right here in this studio, we are going to do an intervention. Somebody here has gone off the deep end. And it is time for all of us together to help him. Get back on track.
Well,
215-592-9494.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we are back at 6:22. I got a lot to cover today. Ava Graham, could you give us the question of the day?
Brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. How much interest do you have in the Flyers this season? A lot? A little? None at all?
None at all. Keith Jones.
A lot.
Al Morgan.
I have a lot.
All right. Neither of their votes count. They're employed by the Flyers. They do the games. Rhea Hughes.
What do you think?
None at all. Yes. Ava Graham, your husband, does Broad Street Hockey.
A lot.
So they win the vote because of conflicts of interest.
Yes.
But how will the fans do?
Yeah.
We have another question a little later, but let's do that. Now I need a moment. Al Morgani.
Yep.
Has Keith Jones shown you the actual slot machine? He took video of it when he won $16,700 over the weekend at Borgata.
I think I was the first one, like at 7:30 in the morning, Sunday. I get this video going, what the hell is this? Yep, right. I got a picture of a slot machine.
It was 8 a.m.
Eight a.m. Somebody from a casino floor
just sent it to you.
Talking live right. As he's, what the hell?
Rhea Hughes, has Keith Jones shown you the video?
Yesterday, yeah.
Ava Graham, have you seen the video?
I have seen the video and pictures, and he also showed everyone who walked by yesterday.
You didn't ask how many times I've seen the video.
How many times?
At least 20. No, I had
20?
Dinner. I had dinner with
20?
Him. 20? I was afraid he was going to get the bar. I was fearing for the bartender because I thought he's going to ask her to look at this video.
He stopped engineer Lane Massey.
What the hell?
This morning, Lane, Al. Lane is not a rich man.
No, all these.
Lane had to stand there at the coffee machine this morning and watch the richest man he knows, Keith Jones, get richer.
That was awful.
It's not about the money.
Oh, Jonesy. No.
The fact that you can actually win.
Oh, no.
The miracle.
No.
It's about the money
it's
to
about
me.
The
I'm
money.
Poor.
Listen to me right now. I'm gonna level with you, all right? First of all, no one wants to see a rich guy get richer.
Yeah.
It is not. We don't enjoy it. Tell me you won these parlay bets and stuff, I'm never happy. You understand? You're already ridiculously rich.
No, he just sold a farm for
$1
billion.
I know he sold
dollars.
A farm. I know how he scammed the Flyers in the last contract. I watched it. I saw what was going on there. Jonesy, this is an intervention.
Okay.
You got to stop with the tape. No one, we've all seen it.
I just sent it to Sweetie.
No,
is she up there?
You sent it to my wife?
Yes.
No, she's sleeping
she
now.
She asked me. She wanted to see about the slot machine.
She did not ask
I
you.
Just sent
no
it.
One
I thought
wants
she did.
To see it.
I thought you mentioned she wanted
no
to see it.
No one wants to see it. Would you please do you promise me it will not come up again?
I can't make that promise.
Come on, Jonesy.
No, it's amazing.
I was so afraid it was going to be on pregame show last night.
I wanted to roll it in. I really did.
I know it.
Just wanted to show what it's like to win.
He wanted to show the Flyers what it takes to win. Jonesy, please.
It's a beautiful thing.
Honestly,
I'm not saying it isn't a beautiful thing, but if Ava won, I would be thrilled.
Yeah, me too.
She's just scraping by. If Lane won, it would be awesome. You're already ridiculously rich.
I'm a winner. I just don't think you understand.
Yeah, why don't you tell all the people that watch you in the playoffs for the Flyers what a winner you are?
I lost a few games.
Let me see.
I lost
all your,
a few games.
All your rings.
But I won there over the weekend, baby.
Angelo, oddly enough,
right.
Because it's Jonesy,
right.
It doesn't bother me.
Because
Jonesy's so likable. Everybody likes
what fun
Jonesy.
Would it be to win
he's
if you didn't share it with other people?
Likeable.
Oh, no. It's 8
now,
o'clock Sunday. Look at this, Big Al. Look at this.
I have an announcement.
It is true. I did do that. I sent it to him last night during the game, too, in case
Jonesy,
you forgot.
He keeps sending it to you.
Yeah,
yes, during the game.
Don't do it.
No, we're all depressed.
I have to do it.
Look at this.
I have a whole week of doing this. You get 1 week to send it out. How many people want to sit there and win like that? It's a beautiful. It's amazing.
No, they don't want to win. Believe me, they want to win for themselves, not for you.
I had a comped room at the Borgata for 2 nights, right?
A free room.
My guy Jason Lyon. So I felt guilty that I had stayed. I hadn't played the first 2 nights. So I went down and played on Sunday morning. I hit it within like 3 minutes.
What?
I sent him a text. Right. I said, hey, thanks for the room with the picture of it.
All right, Jonesy.
Thanks for having me.
We're friends here. It's got to stop.
Hey, can
this leads to
it happens.
An announcement.
What is it?
I'm pleased to be able to say, based on the latest Omicron variant numbers, the WIP Morning Show will return to the Borgata Friday. And for every Friday from then on, because the pandemic will not again rear its ugly head.
Since I'm not going to be there, I'll buy you guys coffee. As a gesture of appreciation.
They give it to us for free.
I know. That's what I meant.
Horrible. Al, this is not. He's a very likable guy, but not when he wins $16,700 on a slot machine.
It's can't
driving
believe,
people crazy.
I can't believe the phone's still working. It's been showing it.
I'm on a heater, Al. I'm on a heater.
Every couple of hours, he sends you a tape.
Oh, yeah.
That is an obsession, Jonesy. Stop it.
Stay tuned.
Barrington. Hi, Scotty. How are you today, pal?
I wish I was doing good as Brother Jonesy over there, man.
It was beautiful, Scotty. Beautiful
right,
day.
Stop. Don't encourage him, Scott. Get on to the NFL. Hurry up.
Hey, I got you. I got one of his cards. I got three of his cards, so maybe some luck will rub off for me.
Oh, it will. It will.
Yeah. All right, Scott, what do you have for us? What you witnessed this past weekend?
Man, I've never seen nothing like it, Brother Angelo. My 51 years of living. It was incredible. And you're kind of persuading me with the Hurts thing. It can't be taught. Rhea even mentioned it. I said about a week or two or whenever I said it, I was like, you know, that can be worked on. So you're persuading me.
Here's the thing, Scott. Just put Hurts in that exact spot, right? That Mahomes was in. He needs 25 yards. He's got 8 seconds left on the clock and one timeout. Do you think Hurts would have seen what Travis Kelce saw and ultimately what Patrick Mahomes saw? Because Scott, if you can't read a defense, then you can't take advantage in that moment and save your season. That is the best illustration you could have of the importance of reading a defense. And some guys can do it. If Russell Wilson were back there, you know absolutely he would be able to do it. Yeah. Russell Wilson reads a defense. I wouldn't surprise me Deshaun Watson would pick it up. But Hurts doesn't have that ingredient in his game. You need to have that.
That's true. Well, Russell could have did it with his eyes closed, and I've seen enough. Devontae Smith was open how many times with the Eagles?
You're so right about that. They did not get the most out of Smith because Hurts didn't see him when he was open.
Well, that's a big problem with a lot of teams. I mean, look at what Dak Prescott's
you're
a really good quarterback, right?
You're right, yes.
Did they forget about CeeDee Lamb?
They forgot. He was open a lot and he didn't see him.
I mean, so that's a problem. You have Patrick Mahomes back in, I want to say 2020, 2019, saying he didn't really know how to read defenses fully.
So you're saying you can learn.
You can learn, but I don't know if he's got the arm strength, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that is something that quarterbacks have said they have picked up.
Brian Baldinger is on at 8. He will know if you could teach that. Because somebody told me it was a crib. I can't remember which of our experts called it a crib talent.
Oh, that was Lombardi.
Mike Lombardi said,
you're either born with it or you don't have it.
That's the big question. If you look at Hurts and he's Russell Wilson's age, 10 years older and in the game for that long, is he reading the play like Russell Wilson? But
see, you have to be good like Russell Wilson for 10 years to get to that point.
Yeah.
The point is you can't evolve if you're not good in other areas either.
And the other thing you need an evaluator that can see that.
Exactly.
And that would be a concern.
Oh, big part of it.
Well, your ceiling is Tannehill.
Yeah,
I guess. And you know what, Al? Tannehill doesn't dazzle me.
He lost the game.
I'm not a Tannehill
guy.
He's good
at that.
Tannehill is good at throwing interceptions.
He threw an interception on the first play of the game.
Tannehill is a turnover machine. But
if you got a running back and you just have to manage a game.
Why do I want somebody who's deficient and have to support him with great players? Plus, are they in the Super Bowl?
No.
I only care about the Super Bowl. Scott, give me activity you would want to do less than attend a Flyer game.
Man, I went to a golfing.
Golf? Event. Golf. All right. Can I tell you the first two are not going to win? I'm the judge today. There are things that you have to do in your life. I'm not going to say what it was. Rhea had to do one yesterday.
Okay.
They're horrible. You dread them.
All right.
You go, oh, my God. Now, a flyer game out. All right. You're going to lose. But you know, there's good snacks.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You'll
Boy,
see
that's
Fred's.
how far they have
All
fallen.
Right, hold on.
It's good snacks.
Now, I get to enjoy the work of Gritty.
Oh, that's really irritating.
You got to golf.
People.
I would rather, I mean, golf to me.
He went right by Gritty.
Yeah.
I went right by Gritty.
I would golf. But I mean, last night, there wasn't even a penalty last night.
What?
There were no penalties in the game.
In the entire game?
The entire, it was the second time, I think, in Flyers history.
Wow.
Right, Jones?
Yeah.
It was
in the 1980s, a game against
They're
Toronto.
Really trying hard, aren't they?
There's no penalties.
At some point after 11 straight losses going into that game, I'm dropping the gloves to nail somebody anyway the way Jonesy did against Joey Sacco years ago. Brian
gonna send
up
Joey
next.
Sacco the video?
Want another one. I'm going to send that to Sacco, my video.
He might
have. Yeah, he'd be 0-2.
Brian Glenn Olden's online. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Al wants Watson. You don't want Watson, do you, Brian?
Hey, listen. I want to make one quick statement. I've been listening to you since I was in junior high school, 47 years old.
God
You're
going
to be missed, my man.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's very kind of you.
You're going to be missed.
Loyal people like you kept me in business. I really, my debt to you, I will never be able to pay, but thank you.
Okay. And there's something, I've called the station many times. I talked to you guys many times, and I never had a chance to say this. But the smartest guy in this station, hands down, is Al Morgan.
Uh-oh.
No, wait.
Right
Al Morgan.
With this Deshaun Watson thing, right? And I'm a Hurst supporter, but after watching the games this weekend, there's no kind of way we're going to get anywhere with Hurts. Because you can teach him how to read a defense. That's something he can learn. But you can't teach arm strength.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Brian. No one's argued about Watson's talent, but he has 22 lawsuits against him for inappropriate behavior. That's okay?
Listen, I've seen NFL players deal with worse and get off.
Wow.
That's a chance I'm willing to take in order to bring a winning quarterback to Philly again.
All right, Brian.
I'm willing to take that chance.
A little later in the show, I'm going to poll people on Wilson versus Watson, because you would rather have Watson than Wilson, right, Brian?
Yes, I definitely would. Here's the thing with Wilson.
Yeah.
I think he's on the other side of his career. He's on the downside. I think you get more of an upside with Watson.
All right. I am offering today a Joel Embiid jersey, replica jersey. I got a Visa gift card. I got a gift card to the Eagles Pro Shop, WIP T-shirt. Could you please give me an activity worse than going to a Flyers game?
Okay. Being an Eagles fan basically my whole entire life, I would much rather eat a glass sandwich than to listen to Jeff Lurie press conference.
All right, hold on. Yeah, the comparison is a Flyers game. So you're saying a Jeff Lurie press conference. Ah. That is the first contender, Brian. Thank you. I do not. Al, those things drive me insane.
A lot of big words. Yeah.
Well, Lurie press conference is the best one so far.
And we kept hearing the name Jonathan Gannon. It was like, I didn't know anything about Jonathan Gannon, but I'm saying, boy, how are we gonna get Jonathan Gannon?
How does that happen?
I don't. That's
just the most amazing.
Know, it's an insanely. It is so revealing about the ownership of the Eagles.
That is unreal.
It's revealing. 215-592-9490. When we come back, I got to explore this. If the Eagles were ahead with 13 seconds to go with kicking off and blew the biggest game of the season, what would happen here? Because I got to figure out how Buffalo is taking this when all that city does is lose. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:30. All right, welcome back at 6:42. It only gets better and better. All right, Al, I'm being told we got a big guest coming on in the next few minutes, but no one will tell me who it is. I don't know what that is, but I was just exploring this situation because Sean McDermott, I did not like him when he was a defensive coordinator.
Nah.
Now, I want to be clear on this. As much as I did not like Sean McDermott, I liked him way more than Jonathan Gannon. Sean McDermott learned under Jim Johnson.
He had a difficult thing replacing a legend.
I mean, Sean McDermott was an aggressive coordinator.
Right.
What he was doing in the final 13 seconds with his coordinator, Leslie Frazier, in that game, I cannot answer.
You let Kelsey run wide open.
Jim Johnson, I know, is in heaven. And Jim is still a big football fan from heaven now. And I'm going to tell you, he couldn't believe that the guy he taught defense did what they did in the final seconds of that game. Because that is not Jim Johnson. Jim Johnson would rather lose on an 80-yard pass play than have somebody run up the middle of the field and get a field goal range. He wouldn't have done. No, that was not Jim Johnson. Hold up.
Unfortunately, you watch the NFL. So as much as you watch quarterbacks, you watch defensive. We watched Tampa the game before.
So I gave Ava an assignment, right, Al? And I went, this is what I know. If that happened in my city with my team, the people deciding the final 13 seconds of the game would no longer be employed here. I would not want Sean McDermott back. He has flirted with greatness for several years now. Keeps falling short with dumb things that happen on the field, right? I would not want him there. Apparently, there is no negative feedback in Buffalo.
There is negative feedback, but I always go and look for the tweet that's the final score of the game. And it's all, you're going to get him next year.
Ah!
You know, he's going to be the head coach, and Allen's going to be the quarterback at that time.
Buffalo people are different, Ange.
No, hold on. Jonesy would know this. He lived near there in Toronto.
Yes.
Are they losers?
Yes. They consistently lose.
No, but I'm saying, do they have a loser mentality?
Yeah,
they accept losing.
They do. Yeah,
it's part why? Of,
because they live in freezing cold weather. I mean, why would you live there?
Leslie Frazier is getting, he's a defensive coordinator of the Bills. He's getting job interviews in which he's sitting down with people to justify the last two plays.
Yeah, no, they consider this a great season for them. That's
because
Buffalo.
They got that far.
Yeah.
That's a loser mentality.
They felt like they won the game with 13 seconds left, and that's okay by them. That's Buffalo.
Buffalo's a loser city.
Well, there's certainly a lot of history to tell you that, but with that team, with that quarterback, this goes back to quarterback. Yeah. This is what the NFL has become. When you have that quarterback, you really
you feel like you're going to win next year.
No, feel like
right. When they had Jim
awesome.
Kelly,
and
the same thing.
Still on a high from kicking Belichick's ass all over the damn place.
What's the point? You didn't win.
Well, they're at the beginning of
they're losers.
They don't feel like that right now.
Do you understand Josh Allen? All right, he took him down and he gave him the win with 13 seconds.
Yeah,
never got back on the field. never got on the field for the last 13 seconds. That was his dummy coach and his dummy defensive coordinator. Never got on the field in overtime because of the rule. Josh Allen's last play was heroic.
That's why he'll
he got them the lead with 13 seconds to go.
He'll
and
be
then
excused
sat
from
on
blame.
The sideline and lost. You know, you think he's thrilled with his bosses?
Well, I think he would rather be playing this week, obviously.
Well,
but I mean, I think he's looking at it like me and you with Mahomes. Me and you, here we go. We're on. We got Brady Manning going on here.
No, you don't.
No,
I'm telling you right now. You know when you have Brady Manning, when you bring in a coach that's smart, because the guy that let that happen is a dumbass. Jonesy, true or false?
Yeah, you chased him out of here years ago.
You
right?
Listen to me. There are certain things that happen in a game that end your tenure in a city. That was one of them.
Yeah.
For both the coordinator and the head coach. Yeah. They both have to go.
They feel like they had a successful season in Buffalo. That's what happens in Buffalo.
Look, maybe I'm old school. They would never hear another positive word out of my mouth in the whole time they remained there. And nor should they, because they took one of Josh Allen's seasons, they placed it in the commode, and they pulled down the handle.
Well, I mean, they also got beat. And I watched two consecutive games. I mean, I think Arians is a pretty good coach.
And
both defensive coordinators.
I mean, what the hell happened to that game?
Al, but this is what's crazy. Those guys played another game than Jonathan Gannon, yep. And they both were awful in the final, their defensive plans. But Gannon's still going to get interviews.
Absolutely. All right, I got an awkward situation. I want to clear it up. So last week, Al, for some reason, Joe Coughlin's in here ready to do his work. And Marissa from Tokyo calls him.
Okay.
And of his own volition, just on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks her up on Facebook.
No.
And he sees that Marissa is a very beautiful young woman.
Stalker.
There he is now. He's sitting right here. The serious Joe Coughlin is here right now. And then he goes, wow, is that Marissa? I said, yeah, and I saw her fiance, great-looking man.
Okay.
She moved halfway around the world to be with Yuki.
Okay.
Not Yuki Washington. It's a different Yuki.
Okay.
All right, and he went there. And then, now, Coughlin since then, Al, has been asking lots of questions about Marissa. And Marissa, from Tokyo, emails me every day about Coughlin.
Why?
Why are you starting trouble?
I'm not starting trouble, Rhea. I'm an innocent bystander.
Stop.
What she asked, is he as ugly in person?
No, stop it.
Is he funnier than he looks?
Jonesy, on the line now is Marissa from Tokyo. I want to try to work this out. Hi, Marissa.
Coughlin. Oh, Coughlin. My sweet Coughlin. You're the one.
Boom, boom. Go ahead, Romeo.
All right, stop. They're doing a duet. Hold on a minute, Marissa. Look, I understand Coughlin's interest in you. Why would you be flirting with Joe Coughlin when you have a far better man in Tokyo?
Well, I have a fetish. I like men. I have a fetish for men who look like a magic eight ball.
Got a sense
beautiful.
Of humor.
You don't.
Marissa, maybe you could come over and write for Coughlin. This is awesome.
He knows where to reach me.
All right, so Marissa, were you flattered when I erroneously reported to you? I should never have done this, Al.
No,
I reported to you that Coughlin found you attractive.
Oh, well, Angelo, I don't know. I'm scared. I might be getting cold feet. I don't know what to do.
Young, talented, nubile female vocalists currently residing in Japan in search of an aging, bald comic to make an impression on her. Oh, baby.
Right, aging comic likes long walks in small theaters, 50 seats or less, looking for a woman willing to open up for him.
Oh, my.
Al, that is a spontaneous meat market.
Yes.
Well done.
All right, Marissa, did you want to say anything about sports this morning, or is it simply your obsession with Joe Coughlin?
I'm obsessed with Joe Coughlin, but I'm also more obsessed to see Tom Brady miserable. Ding dong,
yeah.
Tom Brady is gone. Sing it high, sing it Angelo, let them know that the shady is gone.
Hey, hold on, Marissa. Are you actually saying to me that you find Joe Conklin more attractive than Tom Brady?
If I had to go, if I had to choose between Brady and Conklin, I'll go with Conklin. would Conklin deflate my tires?
All right, Marissa, you may need to come back here to get your eyes checked. That's all I'm saying, Marissa.
Yeah, I have the I'm like Melania and Prince Charles. I have no eye for beauty.
All right. You know what? That works with good-looking people, though, Jones. It gives people like me a chance with my wife.
No, see? That wasn't the reason.
And getting on to the Flyers.
Yes,
Al's here.
Go ahead, Marissa.
The Flyers, they are just, I mean, I don't even want to watch hockey anymore. They are such a disappointment for me. Yeah. If I can think of one activity that is worse than the Flyers, I would have to go with curling.
Curling. Ooh. Put it down. Oh, that's a
fun
bad
game.
Sport,
actually,
Marissa.
Like, that's actually
Marissa,
fun.
Great hearing from you. Get stay at home.
You,
you like
about,
that? With
a Canadian drinking
the ice
game.
You want to talk about drinking?
Yeah.
Oh. They drink during that.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because the sport itself sucks.
You have to be drunk to watch it.
All right. I'm not doing this. I got to do this?
Yeah, you got to do
it. What is
it?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The beneficiary of the stupidity of Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier. Mm-hmm. Head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, mm-hmm. is online. All right, Andy, what do you want?
Hey, my buddy Angelo, how do you like me now? In the conference title game again, Angelo, fourth time in 4 years.
I know. So you just call it the crow, is that it, Andy?
There's nothing I like more than making you eat crow, Angelo. By the way, here's a tip. Put a little hot sauce on that crow, baste it, some lemon juice. It's quite tasty.
All right. The fact is you're a fraud and you're a rotten person,
you
Andy.
You haven't been right about me one time in 14 years. How do you still have a job? Do you have pictures of management?
You're an arrogant slob.
Success is easy for me, Angelo. I have talent. You lasted 32 years without it.
You received all your talent via the state prison.
In 32 years of waking up at 2:30 in the morning. What a dope. McDonald's isn't even open yet. What are you going to do when you retire? Stay home? You gonna rip the mailman?
Your players are all criminals.
Some of the best, most talented criminals in the NFL, pal. Success is sweet, Angelo. And you know I love sweets. I'll still be coaching in the Super Bowl when they're spoon-feeding you tapioca pudding. Excuse me. They're putting me up there with Shula, Belichick, and I never even spied on anyone. I'm like Lombardi, but with more LBs. Why don't you let up on that kid Hurts there? He's a good kid. So what? He can't read defenses. When I first started eating, I couldn't read menus, but I worked through it.
Yes, you did.
You're not going to find a higher character individual than Jalen Hurts. That's why he'll never play for me. I'll tell you what, Angelo. I'll have you introduce me when I get elected to the Hall of Fame. How's that?
No, it's not. I won't.
Hey, you know I'm just kidding. I have a lot of respect for you and what you've done there at the station there. And I want to offer, I'll come to your retirement party. I know you don't have a lot of friends at least I can make it look crowded.
Get out.
He's a big guy.
Andy, get out. Get out. I hope you lose next week.
Time's yours, jerk.
Oh, he called you. Jerk.
All right. Anyway, Joe Conklin now will be making some big appearances coming up. He's at St. Titus Catholic Church on Keenwood Road in East Norton on Saturday, February 5th. The comedic debut of WIP producer Kyle Quinn. And we'll have him on that shortly. Kyle's
He's
working
good.
Up a
He's
day.
He's talented.
He was good yesterday. Excellent. He's going to do his first stand-up at that show. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. All right, Bob and Mike and Sherwood, you guys are coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.